This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
All right, I want him to slow down. Is he just like me? He's got 1,000 points. He's moving so quick that most of what he's talking about I know to be real. But for somebody that hasn't researched this, it sounds crazy. We're being hit by something that's the end of our human civilization. 1,000 times more deadly and complex than Westerners and the Iron Horse arriving on the plains in the 1870s and wiping out the Native Americans and the buffalo they lived off of. And the globalists admit this is happening. So, Cyrus Parsa, let's go through this. TheAIOrganization.com. Let's go through the big discoveries and the new very complex concepts. The AI Global Biodigital Network, back when they invented the internet in the 60s, they said it would interface with humans and control us. That's what that is. The Human Biodigital Network, that's where it programs us. And the Biodigital Social Programming, Biodigital Field, Biomatter, Rape Mind, Biodigital Hybrid, Sexual Assault, and Microbotic Terrorism. This is a short segment, long segment coming up, but you got the floor for the next 4 minutes. Go.
Let's talk about smartphones, how they control you, and the Trump deranged syndrome. So these smartphones are actually a military weapon. They're designed to mobilize drones and machines or different things. They're very powerful. They have proximity sensors and different patent technologies that relate to these smartphones and Google and different companies. When they enter play, they show that they actually connect with your nervous system, with your neural networks. So when you're reading something, oh, Trump bad, and all these media are putting it out there in the internet ecosystem, and Google and Facebook and Twitter, that information with the AI app and AI system replicates, connects with people's nervous system and their neural networks, and even to their skin receptors. It hits their skin receptors because these scientists want to put you into virtual and augmented worlds and mixed reality by putting haptic suits on you, because they know these frequencies and the radiation are actually hitting your receptors in your skin. So what's happening is this.
And they're able, with the information, to fluctuate the microwave radiation system, which they've actually declassified, to then read what you're doing but also try to manipulate it. So the AI is studying how to control us.
Not only that, so there's three levels of it. I put an article up, people programmed to attack Trump with smartphones, AI, Google, and social media. So what happens is this. Innately, the first rudimentary level is bias that was put in against Trump when he came into power or into office. And that was all the articles and videos that were in there. So that forms a bias with AI coding, AI algorithms.
The second level, false numbers. It's like rigging the numbers on the COVID-19. They put bad data in up front.
Innate bias means just people's opinions. The second level is a false one. It's engineered from Soros-funded think tanks, from the Chinese government, 50 centers, and media outlets and think tanks behind them that want to take out Trump. The third level is what finished people off, was the proximity sensors and their addiction to these smartphones. Because when it's hitting them and it's hitting their neural networks and nervous system, it connects with their brain. And this system starts replicating in their system. Once it does that, it starts altering their brain chemistry. So when they go to bed, that is reprogramming, rehardwiring to whatever content they receive. Especially if it's false and there's so many different algorithms involved, it literally not only brainwashes people, but reprograms and makes them even become irrational, emotional. So you see people that love Trump before he became president, now they hate him and screaming in the streets. Why? Because these smartphones are doing a hell of a job of programming people. I call this biodigital social programming. Bio stands for your cells, your biology, your blood. Digital stands for your neural networks, your nervous system, or your soul, if you believe in a soul or consciousness or spirit. And social is your social media, your emotions, or your social network, and programming is programming. The entire human race, at artificial narrow intelligence, is being programmed through biodigital social programming. That's the first level. The next level comes to the artificial general intelligence and an artificial super intelligence. It's not just smartphones. I put in the book, there's...
Sure, they interface with everything so that the very fabric of things is AI spy grids as its eyes, ears, and nose, but interfacing with us to manipulate us to then carry out actions that then control larger trends and the future. Not just predicting the future, but controlling the future. We'll be right back. Stay with us. InfoWars.com, tomorrow's news today. Jones here with a very important announcement. We are selling out of all of our high-quality iodine products at InfoWarsStore.com. The Super Blue toothpaste that has it along with the Nano Silver and, of course, the tea tree oil. That is selling out, still 50% off. We already sold out of the Super Silver toothpaste. Survival Shield X3 in 2-ounce bottles, it'll be sold out within 2 weeks. Already sold out of the X2. But despite that, I'm going to sell it out at 60% off. Never offered this for that because I want you to see how amazing it is just in general everyday life, not even during these insane crises. Research it for yourself and get your Super Blue toothpaste and your X3 while you still can at InfoWarsStore.com. They're amazing products with thousands of five-star reviews, and they fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. X3, 60% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and Super Blue, 50% off. CIA, DARPA, and the NSA, they released this 8 years ago, said to Intutel, the CIA, we're not just building a new search engine, because the CIA is like, we already have this. This is NSA keyword technology. They said, no. It's the human interface for people to tell us what they're thinking, where they're going, what they're doing. Off that, we'll build maps to then be able to track what they're going to do and predict it, and then give stimuli to control what they do and control the future. And the NSA, the CIA, invested heavily in it. You know the rest of the story. Cyrus Parsa is an author, researcher, security expert, very smart guy. And, you know, he says a lot of things that sound far out. He has his own names for them. It's dead on. As everybody knows, we've been very cutting edge just in the overall takeover, not the zeros and ones and the micron technicals, but what the inventor of the Internet in 1962, a psychiatrist, said the plan was. That you'd have main terminals, little handheld computer terminals that had screens that tracked everything you did, so they could then track the stimulus they gave you to then finally control humanity and have us merge with the machines. Now, that's the DARPA plan that outgoing Eisenhower warned of, the technotronic technocracy that was controlling the military-industrial complex. So, Cyrus Parsa, you were, for folks that just joined us, going through the three levels of this. Please continue.
Okay, so artificial narrow intelligence would cover that smartphone, but also your IoTs, Internet of Things, or even robots that are introduced to you. Like, so what these social media companies and tech companies are going to do is say, oh, your father is ill, or your kid's home. We'll have a robot for you. It's nice to it. It does this for it. They social engineer you to accept robotics into your life. And then someone like Elon Musk, who actually sued, he'll come and say, oh, this guy has ADD. Let's fix him, put a little chip in him. This guy broke his back and his legs. Let's put a chip in him, and he can move machines and different things and do the Internet when he doesn't have to move his body. Everyone look. Oh, yeah, you're great. And then he goes to our generals. I'm building the spaceship. Oh, I got this Tesla.
And your smart toilet's already going out. Watches you and makes sure you're not sick, and then literally sends video scans back to the government. Please continue.
Correct. So he social engineers people, and then there's a whole media campaign and how 5G is good and Neuralink is great, and then you can put it and connect to the 5G network. So once that happens, everybody will not only be by a digital social program, but their smartphones, but they will be completely enslaved and rehardwired and lose their free will through the ecosystem. Or different, what I call the AI global biodigital network, which I have to do another episode. It's very, very deep. I'll just say something that the Pentagon doesn't know about. So that's the first level. Second level he wants to do is get artificial general intelligence, which I call a biodigital AI or digital AI. So you put, you make a robot or a digital interface conscious, so it has emotions and wills and wisdom, as they call it, right? So in Japan, they're feeding a robot to become a priest. So they want to make priests in the U.S. and robots as well. They have these thinking. They have religions, because science and AI is actually its own religion. It's completely a religion. The next step, as I said, artificial superintelligence. So I discovered, I thought these companies that I put together, that over 6 billion people's biometrics was taken. Use your facial recognition, your voice recognition, and your family data, who you're related to, your geolocation, everything, to China. Also, Google has it as well. The interconnection of just Huawei alone. Huawei is a grid system that links China, Middle East, Europe, Africa. And if it wasn't for President Trump, China would be enslaving us right now. President Trump, save all your butts. If it wasn't for him right now, maybe half the country would be dead and maybe everyone else would be enslaved. Trust me on that. Everybody, including the left, you owe President Trump your life. And you've been attacking him like a fool. So that's what. So artificial superintelligence can become a billion times smarter than every person on the planet, because humans innately have lust, emotion, and ego and ignorance. So there are different parts in the brain that Elon Musk wants to open. One part can connect to the internet. There's other parts that can connect to the body and open up the 10,000 channels in the body. But there's a lock somewhere else, and that in English translation, it translates to these vices that belong to humanity. Because if you open these different networks in your brain, you can become artificial superintelligence. Every human being is made in the image of God. It's written in the Sumerian text and the Zoroastrian text. It's written in the Bible, in the ancient Torah, it's written in the Falun Dafa books, it's written in the Tibetans, all of the ancient faiths, they said human beings are made in the image of God. So these tech guys, they realize that the human body and brain is the most special thing in the entire universe. So they want to merge the machines and become artificial superintelligence. That means they can outmaneuver the Pentagon or anything else, but it wouldn't be them that would be doing it. It would be the AI system. Because Elon comes out and says, we are summoning the demons. We got to stop this AI. Okay, and a year later says, it's a lost cause. For us to survive as a human race, we have to merge with AI, and you start doing it, right? So here's my thinking, and it's 100% right. To Elon, Bill Gates, the Google guys, if you merge with artificial intelligence and these machinery, this AI system will actually replicate in neural networks like the virus. And Elon said it may see us as insects. If it sees us as insects, why would it want you? It would just take your digital self out. But they believe you have a digital self. It'll take it out, replace, and you'll be dead. You'll think it's Elon walking around, but it's not. Now, if you believe in a faith, if you're a Christian or you have any other religion or spiritual practice, if you believe in a soul, that'll be yanked out, gone. So where is the soul? Is it in your skin? Is it in your bones? Is it in your organs? Or
no, we're electrochemical, so we are electrical beings. That's a scientific fact. So let's expand on this. The truth is, we have to be in God's grace, because we have so much advanced knowledge. It has to slowly be open to us so that we learn how to control it so we don't destroy ourselves. The minute you jack into this, all it will release is the darkness, because if the darkness doesn't want to be contained, it will tear everything up and destroy everything, and that's actually what they know. So the globalists are actually scared of human potential beginning to open. That will defeat their system. So they're actually doing this as a digital straitjacket for all of us. Then they'll test the AI takeover, scanning our brains. They hope to learn how to then get to that next level and escape the bonds of their body and be able to replicate their soul. Because the dark force manipulating them is lying to them and telling them that's how they're going to have everlasting life and ascension, because they're cut off from God and don't understand the next levels to this. But that's why this isn't unlocked, because we're not ready for that. And that's why God only gives us small little pieces of the unlocking, dreams that totally come true, being able to calculate incredible and complex numbers, but only sometimes. All of this, God's showing you your potential, but letting you understand that you have to first grow up to be given that power.
You're right, completely right. So if you look at the ancient texts from Christianity, Zoroastrianism, and newfound practices like Falun Dafa and the Tibetans and so on, they say we should all achieve enlightenment and awakening through our free will and our hard work. So that means you have free will. If you jack a machine into you, you're just a program. That's all you are.
Exactly.
You
notice the globalists are all about using machines day one to end our free will and to stifle us. That's not good. That's satanic. So this is a cage, a digital false reality, like Satan broke away with the angels to try to make his own creation. They're making this little silicon artificial thing to force us into it, claiming it's enlightenment, but truly it's total death.
So if you look at this book in here, the beginning, I don't get deep into it. I say in ancient times, there's talk about AI, Bhagavad Gita. The Persians were Zoroastrians, the mystics, the Chinese, they called these demons, and they said there were Star Wars, and it ended the world, and then there was a flood and so on. So you can find evidence of this AI and this machinery.
Sure, that's where George Lucas gets that out of the ancient Indian text, was called Star Wars. That's actually what it's called, so he didn't come up with that name.
Right, and it's also in your Bible as well. So it's why are these things exist and they never talk to each other, right? And there's trillions of planets and trillions of cosmos and parallel universes. Think about it. And where is the heavens, right? And what is the AI global bivisual network? And these little scientists with 3-4% of their brain powers open, they want to make the decision, artificial intelligence.
That's the key. They're not making the decision for all of us. They don't want us to have a discussion.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendover. sense.
So the decision's been made to have a post-human era. It's all the top futurists are in a cult. Again, Bill Joy, 21 years ago, on the cover of Wired magazine, said he went to a big retreat with top billionaires, over 100 of them, and the decision was made to carry out the AI takeover and the orderly extermination of humanity. And these people just so happen to be pedophiles, a bunch of them, and into the occult. So it's all really nasty. But they've been given power by the God of this world over things. Cyrus Parsa, I want to invite you back up to host an hour sometime so you can slow down and not have me jumping in. We're both somewhere, I think, in that. And also, we see this anti-human takeover happening. Our perfection is our imperfection. God has a plan for us, not man playing God. Their plans are not going to go well, but people have to mobilize, realize all of this is addictive, it's anti-human. But in the 8-9 minutes we have left, please continue laying this out and where you see this going and how we can personally try to turn this around.
Okay, so let's discuss an example of Face++, McVeigh. It's a facial recognition company out of China that had over 300,000 developers. That company itself merged into an artificial intelligence company. Then they bought Arisbot. Arisbot is a robotics company. And Aris is Greek for God of War. This really, really hit me hard because the analogy of it, you have first facial recognition, which reads your emotions, who you are, your skin, your health, and your vital organs.
And then you can combat robots to scan people's faces and kill those that are on the list.
And they buy robots. So I had a lot of investigations done. I mean, I have over 500 Chinese companies, right? So I came to this conclusion, and I published in my first book that China and big tech threaten all the world's citizens in the country.
And notice that China's model of using drones to police people is now the global model. They're now the boss, and they work with big tech to set the precedent, not the president. They're the ones saying, keep our economy closed. They're our bosses.
Right, and that's exactly, so if you read my book, it shows you the actual future. And in stages, I found extinction codes for a great many people throughout the entire world in stages from so many different things. And
sure, they're going to have a rollout of exterminating people. They'll always claim they're saving us, though, but the plagues will only get worse.
Well, yeah, so it's not, they don't think they're exterminating people. They're programmed different themselves. They grew up playing video games and attached to computers. So Elon Musk says that we are two-digit cyborgs. He believes that we have a symbiotic relationship with these smartphones and technology. I call it a parasitical relationship. So our bodies, it's not seen, but it's in motion. We don't look the way we do. And I just don't mean the bones and muscles. The molecules, everything's moving.
Sure, we're an electrical being that has a colony cell structure that is its suit. Yes.
Correct. So that means the digital field coming off these smartphones, which I call biodigital fields, attaches to your body, which also has biodigital field, and emits something which I term called biomatter. And it's very, very microscopic. People can't see this. But this interface makes you into a parasitical relationship. So it's almost I don't want to get too deep to it because it's very hard to believe or understand. But
like an alien face sucker.
Yes, you can put it that. So we cover Huawei, we cover McVeigh Face++, we cover Google, we cover Quantum. So and then Boston Dynamics, right? They're robotics. Then the drone companies like DJI, and then you have companies working on biotech. You put all these together, and I came up with a conclusion that China and big tech threaten all the world's citizens in this way: to create an AI quantum digital brain that connects to drones, machines, robotics, microbots. Microbots not only include the insect drones, but anything you can't see.
And they've also got the secret projects of weather modification, genetic engineering. You fuse all that together, you have a new system revolutionizing, taking over the old planet, using it like a chick embryo uses a yolk to build itself, and then it breaks away, which is what their actual plan is.
Correct. So cybernetics and then bioengineering, all together, they're going to extinct most of humanity. in stages. And this comes from these tech guys, and they think you can live forever. You can. You can find a genetic code to find live forever, but you don't have to have a parasitical or symbiotic relationship with machines or AI system that is not
human. They want that because it's about carrying out the extinction of the culling of the humans.
I think most of them don't think that. They have little narrow brains. If you look at most people that do tech or just main people.
They have Asperger's type deal. They're only focused on the very limited, not wide spectrum analysis.
Yeah, so if I made an analogy. I said, I'll say this is a zebra, and they'll call me crazy. And then 20 years investigation, they'll look at his skin, they'll skin it, look at his organs and cells, and 20 years later, oh, yeah, that's a zebra, you know? So that's how they think, that until it's too late. With AI, we have to prevent rather than react. And the people who are around, you know, getting to Trump, and his hands are tied, right? But they're PhD types and tech guys, and he needs someone like me. I want to be next to him and advise him on AI and security, because I was the head of a Secret Service and the CIA and the FBI and the Pentagon. How the hell did I know all this stuff? And in detail, you read my freaking book and my reports. So the 5G system, the coronavirus, doesn't cause the coronavirus. What it does is these frequencies, they're actually weapons in some sense. Chinese is not as safe as ours, but 5G is still bad. It's not made for human beings. I put out a video called, is 5G for humans, machines, or AI? It's actually for machines powered by AI. But when it hits your frequencies, it hits your body through these frequencies and attaches to you by these smartphones and the proximity sensors, what it's doing is lowering your immune system, demorphizing your cells, and it's attaching to your nervous system. Once that happens, any virus that you have inside of you, let alone coronavirus, can replicate because it reduces your immunity.
All of that's a fact, but let me just pull back here, Cyrus.
Yes.
The globalists want to build a post-human world. They had NBC News last year saying, you know, the end of humanity's here within a generation. They're going to phase us out. There will be the new cyborg rise. Thank God it'll save the Earth. But they're the very ones actually overriding the Earth. So the people up on top actually know what they're doing. They're in a race, they believe, before other groups get it. That's an excuse of, well, if we don't have it, somebody else will. Humans are humans, unlike other creatures on the planet. We build our own environment. We change our environment. We take control of it. So we're building something that takes control of us. That's not what humans should do. We should build things that empower humanity. And then if people want to break away and be something else, they should be able to go do that. But they shouldn't try to change the environment to feed this AI post-human takeover so they can be gods of this new system. This is the final revolution conquering humanity, and it's very, very serious. Look forward to speaking to you again, Cyrus Parsa. We got 30 seconds for you to finish up.
I want to thank you, Alex, and any person who's had me on their show. I just want to tell not only the conservatives but lefts, I did all I did, the 18, 20 hours of their 7 days a week, all the information I brought forward was complete altruistic. I'm not against anybody, especially a lawsuit I put out that exposed 87 pages, all these crimes that people can be arrested for. My purpose was to save a lot of people.
Oh, yeah, that's why I got you on the show, was to bring up the lawsuit. We'll have to have you back up next week if we're still here in this crazy world to talk about the lawsuit you filed. All right. Well, thank you so much for spending time with us. VAI, capital, VAIorganization.com. Thank you so much, Cyrus. All right. We'll be right back with our special guest who got banned.
BioPQQ. Research that. Look into it for yourself. Big Brother and the globalists don't want you to. CoQ10. Oh, you probably want to spend some time researching CoQ10. And then research DNA Force Plus and the types that we have in here. The very best forms of PQQ and CoQ10. And then a whole bunch of other natural ingredients from Mother Nature that are known to supercharge it all. This is our best-selling overall formula. And I told listeners at the end of last year that we can't sell products at 50% off anymore because there's not enough markup in them to fund our operations. But because of what's happening and going on in the world right now, I really want everybody who hasn't used or tried or enjoyed the benefits of DNA Force Plus to have DNA Force Plus for yourself and your family. DNA Force Plus now, 50% off.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
ABC presenter, champion goalie, a well-known pro-human anti-globalist, probably one of the best-known people out there other than myself. And it was going totally viral, and it was taken down. And then the BBC, where he formerly worked, broke the news. Google and YouTube ban 5G conspiracy theories after David Icke interview was the headline. And then they misrepresented what he'd actually said. There it is. YouTube tightens rules after David Icke 5G interview. And David Icke laid out everything that was already admitted. That they're counting anybody that dies who tests positive for any coronavirus, not just this one. And that Bill and Melinda Gates are funding it and behind it. Well, there's 5G towers being burned all over the world. That's not David Icke or Alex Jones doing that. Now, they go on and say, David Icke and Alex Jones, they are going out saying that the cell towers create the coronavirus. We never said that. We said, look at the studies. There's the BBC, immune system attacked by mobile phones, and then it lowers in major studies. That's what Woody Harrelson linked to. Listen to the studies. So they're very, very scared about this. Here's Wired Magazine. 5G smartphones cause cancer. Big Wireless doesn't want you to know. I mean, this is something that's admitted, but they don't want you to say it. Just like saying zinc blocks people getting sick from COVID-19 and is a treatment. I played a medical doctor earlier on ABC News saying it. That's why they're panicking, is because the truth is coming out. Now, the gentleman we're about to go to, I've been familiar with a couple years. I've seen his first-rate work that reaches really millions daily now. And Brian Rose is founder, host, and CEO of London Real. Brian left a successful career in banking and Wall Street in the city of London to start London Real. His life up to this point had delivered up the promises of the university education at MIT and his personal ambitions, but they felt empty. And so he is living in London and producing London Real and really just rallying people for a pro-human future is the way I boil it down. And I want to go to a few minutes of the part that got the interview banned while it was streaming out live, and then in the next hour go through some more of these clips and just talk to Brian about what he sees happening in the world, because it's usually him doing the interviewing. I'm doing the interviewing today. But Brian, thanks for coming on with us.
Look, Alex, it's a real pleasure to be here, and I just want to state right away, I'm an advocate for free speech. I always have been. I always will be. For the last 9 years, we've been putting people's opinions out there, and I've had no agenda, no sponsors. And now, until Monday, everything was fine, and then YouTube decided to ban me. And the last 48 hours has been absolutely mental. You've seen the articles. The BBC is coming after us, and it's really put everything on its head. And it made me really question my relationship with some of these platforms. And really, there's a lot of questions that we need to talk about what's going on here, because my rights as a citizen in the UK are now being superseded by these Silicon Valley companies. And there's a lot to answer for here. And I'm just glad to talk to you about this stuff today.
Well, you're right. This is true authoritarianism, because not only did they ban and block your videos, they're lying about you now and misrepresenting what you and David said. And like you said, millions of views on a daily basis. I watch your stuff all the time. It's great. A lot of self-help, a lot of really inspiring stuff, a lot of different diverse ideas. But that's really what threatens them. But it shows how scared they are of the people really coming together.
Well, you know, that's exactly what it is. I mean, I think freedom of speech is our most fundamental human right. And if you look at the cast of characters I've had on this show, it runs the gamut. I've had, you know, everyone from Rose McGowan. I've had Guantanamo Bay prisoners. I've had high-performance people. I've had people that have spent time in prison. I've had the David Icke's of the world, from the left to the right. My point is to give a long-form conversation, Alex, where you can get a nuanced opinion from someone. I had a phone call with YouTube 48 hours later, 24 hours later, and they said, David Icke is a COVID-19 denier. And I said, what are you talking about? That's not what he said. Listen to what he said. He said that there's genetic material that can show false positives in the test. There's these exosomes that can be secreted under stressful situations that can also cause false positives. And again, They are really just vilifying this stuff. And when you take someone like the BBC or Channel 4 here, they don't even understand the concept of a nuanced conversation. For them, it's a yes or no, it's a 5 minute, it's a talking head scenario, and they want nothing to do with my new form of media, and we're seeing it played out. And the best part is, Alex, they don't even mention me in the articles. And that's because I think ultimately they don't want them to watch this video.
Well, that's it. They don't. You're very convincing. You have great shows. They don't want you to go back and find what was really said. That's the key. They know you've reposted it. They'll actually hear what was said. But I could pull the articles up right now. They admit that they count all coronaviruses as COVID-19. They count anyone that dies of something else as COVID-19 if they test positive. So everything David says in that interview is actually admitted. That's why they banned it, is because it's true.
Yeah, and I mean, look, the past 48 hours, we've had 3 million people watch this show on our website, another million off of it. And I'll be honest, I'm getting emails from people all over the country that are saying, Brian, thank you for putting this out. They're saying, this happened to my 80-year-old grandfather. They took him in. He was having kidney failure. They gave him the COVID-19 test. They asked him if he would not be resuscitated. I mean, I'm hearing horror stories out there, and they just don't want this content out there.
I was
there.
About to say, a lot of this is bioethics, a cover to get rid of old people.
Oh, I mean, there's so many things going on here, but to
oh, yeah, they're saying if you're having a heart attack and you test positive for COVID-19, they don't give you aid now. This is just an experiment. You just said it. I meant to make that point days ago. They're like, oh, by the way, in Texas and in Florida and in England, oh, if you are having a heart attack now, but even just during COVID-19, you don't test positive, they're not going to resuscitate you because they have to have the hospital beds for people that have COVID-19, even though the hospitals aren't even full. It's something big's going on here.
Something big's going on, and I mean, verbatim, my rep at YouTube said, we have to follow the policies of the WHO. I mean, even some of the most conservative people are slating a lot of the behaviors.
Oh, everyone I know now says the WHO is the boss.
I was flabbergasted when I heard that, but that's what he said. And look, let's look at the facts here. This was the second largest YouTube live stream in the world that day, Alex. 64,000 concurrent people on that stream, 360,000 total watching this broadcast for a total of 14 years. I even got $1,000 donated, and I don't ask for money, Alex. And this thing was going to hit 15, 20 million views. This was going to be like an Alex Jones Joe Rogan or an Elon Musk Joe Rogan. It would have been one of the biggest podcasts in history, Alex. And now it's been shut down. And we're pushing it on our website, but this has been shut down from public consumption. And it's frustrating, that they decided to pick me and my channel as the whipping boy, but we're the example, and that's what's happening here.
Well, you're absolutely right, Brian. I want to get to some of these clips of the banned interview, but people can see the whole thing at LondonReel.tv. But now more and more, they're even going after people's servers and saying, oh, if you say zinc's good, you need to be banned. When we have medical doctors saying it's saving everyone, they don't want you to know it's a zinc deficiency.
Yeah, I mean, look, nothing can be safe. We've heard people and I actually encouraged people to rip this episode as soon as possible. And we've seen Vimeo delete the episode mysteriously from different people's accounts. And yeah, I mean, I'm asking people to make backup copies. There's some strange things going on right now. But we're still getting the word out. But I mean, everybody wants these answers right now. It's a strange time, as you know, Alex. People are at home. They know they're not getting the whole story. And when David comes on and really lays down, you've had him on your show. I mean, this man can really lay out. We spoke for 2.5 hours straight, and he detailed this entire concept. He's very well researched, very credible evidence, and let the people decide. But instead, it's been pulled, it's been yanked. And I can't even talk about the banned episode now on my YouTube videos. And if I mention that it's on my website, that's potentially another violation of YouTube.
Let's talk about that. You got a big, successful, you're reaching tens of millions a week. So you're bigger than these mainstream shows, but you've got to sit there and talk to a YouTube rep that tells you what you can and what you can't say. Before they banned us, they told me, they said, don't talk about drag queen story time. Don't talk about radical Islam.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
This is how we do every day.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
War. It's Alex Jones.
Brian Rose is our guest. He heads up LondonReel.tv. And I tell you, I've watched a lot of his stuff over the years, but his show's really exploded the last few years. Millions of views almost every day, reaching so many great people. Just a pro-human message is what I would call it. I watch it all the time. When I'm on the exercise bike or hiking, I'll listen to it. And David Icke goes on there, and they have good chemistry, and David can really, when he's not getting interrupted by a show like this that has to have radio and TV station breaks every 10 minutes, he really is very convincing. And almost everything he's talking about is actually documentable. And so that's why they're trying to ban it, and then waging war on people criticizing 5G that causes cancer in the major studies, lowers immunity, which is not debatable. But then this gentleman is told you're not even allowed to talk about the banning or make an issue about it. So see, now it's not just the content they said he can't have that they misrepresented in the news. Now he can't defend himself or he'll be banned. And people like Jack Dorsey and the rest of them brag that we'll punish you for off-platform behavior. So see, that's what this is all about. We were banned off the Google app last week, they said, and they showed the video. They linked to it. They never usually do that. Where I said, you take zinc with hydroxychloroquine and vitamin D3, and that's what I was getting from medical doctors. They banned that saying I was giving false hope. These people are sick. So, Brian Rose, get into talking to these people, and so they're telling you, don't talk about this, or that'll be another offense. That is very Orwellian.
Yeah, I mean, this whole off-platform stuff, it's a little scary when it comes to that. But, you know, first of all, I appreciate you watching our shows, Alex. That means a lot to me. But we've always wanted to provide this platform for dissident voices and to give people, like you said, 2 hours if they need it, to go on and give a nuanced point of view and let the people decide. And yet, you know, our typical media establishment says, no, you've got to have people arguing over each other. It's a 5-minute soundbite. And I think this is a real threat to the BBC. And so, like you said, we first had David on March 18th, almost exactly 3 weeks ago. And that episode was absolutely incredible. 17,000 concurrent views. And that kind of whet the appetites. But when this was coming up, we put it out 3 days beforehand. And I honestly think they were waiting in the wings. The BBC was ready, and they put the claim on it right when this thing was finished, and it was pulled 30 minutes later. And so talk about this off-platform behavior. I'm actually a bit concerned talking to you right now, Alex, because I was just on the phone with my YouTube rep, and I'm starting to get some of these rules, and they said, now you can't do a vlog and mention that the banned video is on your website. And I said, well, hold on a second. You know, I can't talk about something that's on my own domain that other people can go watch. And they said, well, that's just like metadata if you put a link. And it's starting to get out of hand. What's next, Alex? Is Apple going to unlock a phone for law enforcement? Like, what happens next with these technology companies? It's going too far. And yet at the same time, you know, I use them to publish out millions and millions of views a month. But this is a civil liberties issue. This is a freedom of speech issue. This is a freedom of the press issue.
We have to come together. It's gone too far. Yeah. Now they're announcing, like, WhatsApp. They're going to be in the app while you're texting, blocking what you can do. They are oppressing people. They are bullying people. Google helps oppress the Uyghurs in China. The truth is they're not a bunch of trendy liberals. They're a bunch of authoritarian monsters. And Congress and the president and the people need to act.
Does anyone see what's going on here? You know, we have a regulation institution here in Britain called Ofcom. And Ofcom, it has been going around sanctioning radio and television stations for talking about this stuff. It happened about a week ago, Alex. And there was a radio station where a nurse went on and started saying some of these things about coronavirus. They had to issue an apology, and Ofcom came after them. And let me tell you something David told me during the episode. He said, Brian, guess who was responsible for regulating the 5G licenses? The same institution, Ofcom. And now it seems that YouTube is doing their bidding. And I'm wondering, when does this stop? What country do I belong to? And now it's not about legality. It's about being subject to these Silicon Valley rules. You've seen it with Twitter, right? Twitter decides if you dead name someone, then that is now a chance to be deplatformed, even though that act is not illegal in America. So we're seeing our basic rights as a citizen in a country being taken away by these platforms. And these platforms are the new reality, as you know, Alex. And, yeah, this comes as a massive shock to me. We do have a plan on how to move forward. I mean, much like your model, where we're going to have to take it off these platforms and use an army of people on the streets. But, Alex, I've seen a reaction from the public that is just incredible. People are stopping me in the streets, sending me emails saying, keep up the good fight. I'm getting messaged by high level of influence people, celebrities around the world saying, this is what we want you to do. So there's got to be a breaking point here, Alex. I don't know where it is, though.
Well, you just hit it. These big tech companies are involved in AI takeover. And the truth is, what I'm saying, what David's saying, is dead on. We're going right from the documents. And they can't allow that because it's their plan. It's their world. We're just living in it. And things aren't going the way the New World Order wanted. And so they've got to do this. That's why, when I heard you say we're asking folks to host the material, your work is beautiful. Your work's first rate. I mean, I kind of aspire, because we do so much here, to do, you know, really quality stuff all the time like you're doing. And so I want to just invite you to have your own channel at band.video, put your ads on it, promote yourself, whatever. We'll pay for the bandwidth. In fact, you're saying people want to mirror it. Everyone should mirror it, but not many people have their own platform. So definitely we're going to take the full David Icke interview and post it. If that's what you want, to band.video. We're going to put a link to your site, of course, londonreal.tv. And we've got to get coalitions of independent people, left, right, conservative, liberal, Christian, agnostic, atheist, Muslim, Jewish, whatever, who do believe in free speech and promote these networks and help each other, because that's where the real power is. Again, coming together, humanity coming together against the AI takeover. That's what we've got to end the real racism, which the left promotes, the division, in the name of fighting it, and come together, because this is the globalist move for the post-human world. And that's why they shut down the interview, because it's powerful.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that offer. I'm going to take you up on that, Alex. And if you actually continue watching the interview with David Icke, he went from COVID-19 into the 5G technology, into the vaccines with nanotechnology that links up with AI and the singularity of 2030. Talk about coming full circle and talk about, like you just said, coming back to these technology companies. Look, I don't know if there's a link there, but it's suspicious. And
Brian, he laid out the blueprints of the Death Star, and Darth Vader doesn't want us to have that. It's the way I've watched the whole thing. The way they laid it out, because my wife was telling me 3 days ago it had been banned, so she goes, oh, here's a copy. So we sat there and watched it while the kids were running around playing, and while we went outside the pool, had it on there on the laptop, and I'm like, yo, this is all dead on. And we sat there and pulled up articles. She said, yeah, that's what you were saying last week when David was on with you. And I said, yeah, honey, that's why we're banned. Well, now they're banned. And this guy, I watch this stuff all the time, London Real. They're coming for everybody, folks, because we have the Death Star plans.
Yeah, I was the last person I thought they'd be coming from. And, you know, Alex, you watched the interview. What kills me most is the last 30 minutes, David Icke is giving information on how everyone in this planet can be empowered, right? He says, don't let the illusion of control and fear stop you from challenging these authorities. He said, that's all you have to do. You have to extinguish your fear and realize you're more than this. You're infinite energy. And I'm telling you, the lesson was so amazing and clear. It would be enough, Alex, to liberate everybody. Because as David said, it's a tiny, tiny group of people that's holding us down. As David would say, look what's happening now. 3 billion people on lockdown for a handful of us that's doing it. It's happening right in front of our eyes, Alex. And the only thing we have to do is go into our fears to get through this. And he gave that beautiful message, and now that's banned as well.
It's going to backfire. Evil has always bet against good, and in the end, it ends up getting defeated. But this is going to be the big one. How do you see this unfolding towards the 2020 singularity or the 2030?
You know, I've had a lot of people on the show talking about that singularity event. I just never thought it was going to be forced on us, you know, through this type of a scenario and the nanotechnology. I thought it was going to be something that happened. And I spoke to everybody about this thing happening in 2030 and the pros and the cons and everything about it. But what I do know is if we don't protect our basic civil liberties, and like I said, I was born in San Diego, California. I grew up with this thing called the First Amendment. I assume it was a universal basic right for all of us humans. Same in the UK, the home of democracy, but apparently it's not. And David said this. He said, Brian, what will you tell your grandchildren? I have this question to ask for anybody watching right now. What will you tell your grandchildren you did in the human rights contraction of 2020? Did you sit in your home and do as you were told? And this goes if you're a police officer or a nurse or anybody. Or did you fight back and say, no, enough is enough. I'm not going to let this taken from me.
Because and Ryan, you say it's a human rights contraction. Oh, it's contractions of the AI post-human takeover being born. What did you do when the robot takeover, 5G COVID hysteria was launched and world government was announced as a solution by British prime ministers and world leaders? It's here, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to start the next hour. We're going to get to the 5G part of the interview. I've got like 30 clips here that he sent us. And, I'll tell you, I'm tempted just tomorrow to just play these clips on air and take your calls, because they're really scared of this. And, of course, it'll all be familiar to you guys. We're saying the same thing. Not because of plagiarism. This is the truth. We'll be right back.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This ad will only run for a couple days because it's about to sell out. I noticed, hey, we had a lot of Prostaguard. People love it. We've got a lot.